Hello everyone, my name is Romy and I'm going to provide you with a narration of one of my favorite art memories. I stepped from the light into the darkness. It took a second for my eyes to adapt because I could not see at first. Then I saw beds. It was quiet, not only the sound but also the atmosphere. I could feel it with my body. I could perceive everyone's lightness and calmness in the room. My steps on the floor were softened by the carpet that had a light green color. There were a lot of colors, which I find hard to recall, but I remember green as the most prominent one. A forest green, an olive green, and the light green of the carpet. In between, I remember a vibrant orange peeking through. Gray was also there, giving the room a gloomy atmosphere, but not sad. I think it is the color that provoked the calmness in me. After taking in the mood of the room, I found a free bed to lie down onto. It was only then that I had become aware of the puddle-shaped spots on the ceiling, which were showing a video. At first, I didn't know which one of the spots to focus on, and I was quite confused about what was being projected. Barely anyone was speaking, and if so, it was just a quiet whispering that already seemed too loud. I could hear the sound of water bubbles, of something gliding through the lake. It sounded like when you try to push water away with your hands, but not as loud as a stream of running water. Now that I think about it, it's a bit like the sound it makes when you swallow a mouthful of water. After a while of staring up at the ceiling and tending to the sounds, my breathing slowed down, and as did my mind, and I became immersed into the installation myself. I am underwater in a dark green forest lake, letting my body move with the current. It is not cold as I'd expected. My body is filled with warmth, and I can feel it traveling through my veins, starting at the head and slowly making its way down to my extremities. I am weightless. My eyes are open, but all I can see is a blurred surface that seemed to show something that resembles trees. I can see the blue of the sky, and where the light hits the surface, the water is white. When I turn my face towards the depth of the lake, the water is green again. I can taste an earthy taste in my mouth from the green of the lake. Shades of brown are mixed into the color of the lake, which I perceive to be some algae. Occasionally, I feel their soft touch on my naked arms, breasts, and belly. I cannot see, but feel all the more. The feeling is like someone caressing my body with a soft feather in a slow rhythm, occasionally stopping. The silky water is encapsulating my body, as if it was holding me tight. I start to explore these underwater plants by swimming through them, by touching them with my bare hands. They feel soft and they tickle. Suddenly, I hear music entering the frame. It reverberates the blue, the orange, the nude, the black, the green. It is a melancholic, sad, upbeat, helpless, determined, angry, strong sound. A soft, sensitive voice sings and cries for help, provokes memories of childhood. While having this darkness, it is also hopeful by promising a new beginning. The piano plays loud and strongly. It accentuates the voice. Contorted sounds mix into the chanson, which make me constrict, provoking this feeling of someone scratching their hands on a blackboard. I become surrounded more and more by algae, rising from the ground, sticks floating on the surface, an almost dead leaf covered in holes, as if a small animal had been feeding from it, dirt all around me. My body is gliding through the water in the rhythm of the music. I want to get away, want to swim in clear water again, get rid of all the dirt. Then, everything clears up. The sound becomes soft and the water is green again. Although all sounds underwater were hushed, the voice of the song and the piano were all the more attenuated. However, my inside felt quiet. I was becoming one with the lake, which had welcomed me with open arms. I came back to lie down on the bed, feeling how the mattress beneath my body had warmed up. It was soft and comfortable. The song was over. People's whispers became somewhat louder, turning into murmurs. Yet one thing remained: the colors of the room and the sensitive atmosphere. When I stood up from the bed, it made a small squeaking sound. It was so captivating, and yet it slips in my fingers every time I tried to remember it. It was a sound of tragedy, of weeping, of floating, of moving into something new. A sound of closure and beginning. It all amalgamated into the promise of ease, of the light that I had experienced before. It promised to make that heavy feeling in the chest disappear, making the heart as light as a feather. It promised wonder. By no means was the sound weak. No, it was quite the opposite. The melody was strong and determined.